think he was in favor. The next item was Felton Lewis Jr., two lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 264.
This is a request to subdivide a 7.5-acre parcel into two lots and create a 50-foot easement. Lot A would contain 1 acre. The residual land would be 6.5 acres. Once again, the aerial photograph did not show a driveway, lane, road, easement, et cetera. The aerials are from the most recent ones we have are 2006. We could deny it or require them to go through the public hearing or approve it as a concept.
Well, if we approve it as a concept, what would be the purpose of that if there's not a road in our policy? Is that there has to be a road?
I'm just going back to the last one. The man said the road's been there 3 years.
Well, yeah, while we're talking about that, and I'm sorry that the gentleman was upset with us. However, if he'd have presented us with a survey that showed the road there, this would not be an issue right now. So, you know, we have to do what we have to do. We have a duty to the public to confirm what we're being told, and that's all we're seeking to do, is to confirm what we're being told.
Well, going back on that last one, the drawing was prepared by a surveyor, and they're just showing proposed 50-foot wide ingress-egress easement. Doesn't say if it's a driveway there or
driveway there or not.
Not.
All right, back to this one.
Back to this
one. Yeah, I think you got
the same. Is there anyone here with it, representing this one?
Is anybody here with an interest in
Felton Lewis.
This one's also done by a surveyor, not showing any existing.
This is across from Hudson's Airport, right? Or Eagle Crest, or whatever they call it. I don't know. There's a church in there on one parcel.
Well, you're going to have to do the same thing.
Yeah, it should.
Or deny it.
He might not.
There he is. Just in time.
Yeah. Well, about 5 minutes late, actually.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have checked my bags.
All these in your area.
You get a ticket?
Bag got hung up.
We've represented your interests well while you were gone. Save one. And now we're on
one up six.
This one.
Number two.
Felton Lewis.
He's got a drawing
right there. And the issue that we have before us, Mr. Burton, to bring up the speed, is that the aerial does not show an existing roadway, if I'm correct. And that, you know, our policy has always has been that if there's not a roadway, existing roadway, where you can create the 50-foot roadway from, that we turn it down or require them to go through a public hearing. But we were waiting in case your vast memory recalls whether or not there's a roadway there.
I do not recall. Because I've never been by the site.
There's a whole bunch of driveways in there, but I'm not sure. Yeah. I know you can see a couple of them on the southerly side of this parcel, but straight next to a church. So the number 41, it'll be either a church or a community hall on that property.
So perhaps we could defer to give.
Yep. Same thing you just did?
Yep. Because what we did on the prior one, just bring up the speed on, and the gentleman wasn't too happy, was we deferred that to give us an opportunity for you to visit the site and or county staff to verify whether or not there's an existing roadway there.
So these two have the same problems?
Yes.
Yes.
Potentially. That one, he says there's a culvert and a roadway going back to a storage shed, I believe.
Well, the difficulty we find on aerial, Shane Rick will confirm this, you go to the aerial and it said 2008. You look at it and you're saying, like the one just this morning, it was a subdivision that looks like it's just started, and there's 30 houses in there, and it's not there yet. Yeah. So the Google, for example, Google puts down that it's 08, but it's actually probably late 06, or at least a year old, sometimes two.
When I get them to look them up, I usually go by the actual aerial that what the county took.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Or 06.
Right, I use different ones. I go to Delaware Data Mill and look at that. I go to Google, and they both changed. They've added some bird's eye to the card where you can actually blow it up and get current. It's almost current. It's pretty accurate. But.
Are there aerials for these?
No, the surveyors. Their surveyors prepared by both of them, but neither one's showing any lanes. They just say proposed 50-foot right-of-way. They don't give any detail.
So if you'd like, Mr. Burton. Concerning Felton Lewis Jr. application for two lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 264, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration and staff to determine whether or not there's an existing roadway.
Second.
We moved and seconded to defer action on Felton Lewis Jr. two lots and 50-foot easement on Road 264. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.